Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
A little after 5 o'clock, and if you're watching on Twitch, you can see that the rush hour traffic is in no rush to get anywhere because both directions of the pike are bumper to bumper.
That looks disgusting.
Yeah, it does. I'm sure that won't affect my ride home. It was almost 2 hours last night, so let's shoot for a new record tonight.
Come on, I'm trying to get home, watch some Halloween movies.
Let's go, Mego.
I know.
Also, thank you for having my back, Silence of the Lambs. Not a horror movie.
No, it's a thriller.
Yes.
It's a thriller. It's not
you
a horror.
You two got something going on here?
No, we both scary movies.
I know, and you hip-hop. Told her she looked nice. Now you're talking about all your movie background debates and having each other's
okay,
back.
Okay, it's time to fess up. Stiz was Mr. Who.
Ooh, nice. Good for you, Stiz.
Just kidding.
Thank you.
Please don't put that out there.
We find
My
out who Mr. Who
husband
is.
Will be very
Brian,
pleased.
You heard it. Put it in the Twitch.
The man behind the glass. Okay, 617-779-7937. We are talking about Christian Barmore and his issue with the Providence police last night, which you can now see on social media in the police camera footage, which shows a very worked up Barmore. Sort of accusations going in both directions about whatever the hell was going on at 1 a.m. in an allegedly, I don't know the area, but an allegedly kind of bad area of Providence. But also we're talking about the fact that this is kind of a series of issues that this team has had, which makes them like a lot of other teams, but is also the only issue we care about. We're not talking about Georgia football or some other team. We're talking about Gerard Mayo's Patriots. Gerard Mayo's Patriots are Gerard Mayo's problem.
I think it's especially tough because Mayo has spoken in the past a couple weeks ago about how involved he's trying to keep Barmore in the team. He knows that he's supposed to be a building block talent-wise on the field, and it's really important to keep him engaged in the locker room and whatever culture he's trying to establish there. So when you look at that aspect and you look at, look, these aren't the same, they're not connected, but I'm just talking about things that are happening this season. Jabril Peppers being a captain. Like, these aren't just random guys that you took a flyer on and you're bringing in to see how they do. These are guys who you are banking on about building out your program. And that's why it's such a big deal.
Absolutely. And, you know, Gerard Mayo was brought in to build a culture and brought in supposedly be a leader of men and molder of men and all these things we've kind of catchphrases we've heard. Well, whether he likes it or not, he's getting the opportunity to prove that very early on in his career. And I did want to throw out something that Mike Giardi actually texted me after he went off the air, sort of forgot to mention, and I had kind of forgotten all about this. Christian Barmore has the largest guarantee in a contract to anybody not named Tom Brady by the New England Patriots.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's how much this guy is paid. That's how much this guy is a building block foundationally for this organization. So 617-779-7937. Let's go to the calls and we'll go in order of longest wait. So let's go to Paul in Westfield. Paul, what do you got on the Pats tonight?
Well, after listening to AR and Megal haven't talked in a while, I'll go back to my core roots was the ghetto. What we have here is a social dysfunctional disease where you think a guy who's risking his life to help save you, the cops in that area, don't knock on my window. Can we just talk to you for a minute? You have an arrogant, piss-off attitude, which to a police is suspicious. Then it escalates. If you just act like an adult, treat them with respect, you'll realize they're making their living to try to save your lives. They're not the enemy. And unfortunately, the money and the lawyers in the sick society, we call it entitlement entanglement, and they use money to explain it away. It's almost like we're creating a culture. I grew up around. We built the Hall of Justice. We ran it in Springfield for 28 years, my dad and my cousins. It's a problem. And when you want to be a role model and build a team, you don't do coke and get all gooned up and act like an idiot. Then you go out on the field and make tons of mistakes. It's not.
All right, Paul. The first part I was okay with. There's no coke alleged here. That's sadly a separate incident with a separate player on the team. But I get where he's coming from. There is definitely a sense of entitlement, sometimes in both directions. If we're going to go back to the knock on my window, the Tyreek Hill situation, which I think Tyreek Hill went in a bad direction early, and then the cops went in a bad direction later, and then we end up with these situations that really escalate. And that's, again, the one thing that I think you could take away as a positive from this is it didn't reach that level. It didn't escalate to that level. But the fact that it happened is an issue. The fact that it happened again by a Patriot is an ongoing and growing issue with this team that if I'm Gerard Mayo, I'm starting to wonder, did I really want to be a head coach? Like, I'm 1-5. We stink on the field. We have penalties. Everybody's saying we're undisciplined. I'm a bad football coach. I'm in over my head. And every time I come in the office, I feel like there's some other off the field issue that I have to deal with and hear about. And it's like, why did I want to be this again? Why did I want to lead men? Because men seem like a pain in the ass to lead.
Oh, they certainly are. I'd agree with that.
Women too,
time.
I bet.
But I'll
be a great thing. Actually, that's a great point.
Who's more annoying to lead, men or women?
And if you are the head coach of, what's the woman's name that's the $1 million head coach of the Aces in Las Vegas?
I don't have a top of mind, Andy. I gotta say.
Damn it.
I'll effort to bring it up.
I just assumed you as the woman in the room would know about women's sports.
We all know each other.
Because I do wonder if they're like what the issues are different when you lead.
Becky Hammon?
Yes, Becky Hammon, who obviously got her start in the NBA. She was with Pop in San Antonio. Like, what are the issues she deals with? She's in Las Vegas. She has women that don't make nearly as much money, but make decent money and are sort of stars. And, you know, they live in that world and that culture.
Well, look, you had somebody who had a Russian drug charge.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Prison.
The leader of women, do they deal with even close to the same things in terms of leading in men? Probably not, because men are idiots and men are dumbasses that do a lot of dumb things. We've seen that in all areas of life. But I think this is an issue, but let's keep it to sort of the topic at hand, which is Mayo, the culture, what these players actually did. Let's not.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Like, extrapolate beyond the details of the situation.
Well,
right?
I'll also say, on the one hand, I think it's especially difficult with football because the rosters are so giant. You can't handhold every single person, and you can't direct every single person on how they're going to behave when they're outside of the facility. But I'll ask you this, Andy, because you covered the team for a while.
Yep.
Do you feel like something like this would be well known publicly, would be a story on the news behind your head right now, 20 years ago?
Probably not. And
we probably wouldn't have the body cam footage.
We wouldn't have the body cam footage. We wouldn't have the social media posting.
Right.
We wouldn't have that ability.
So some of it is also like I look at it time-wise. And I go, is it just a different way that we get all this information now as fans of football or any sport that we get all of this? Whereas 20 years ago, certainly 30, 40 years ago, you don't know everything that everybody's up to on a 53-man roster plus the practice squad.
Right, and not to go back to the Hernandez thing too often, but like that guy at Florida, that the fixer or whatever, he's a lawyer, he's this, he shows up, he gets Hernandez out of jail, he calls the right person, and we can cover this. Teams have these people. All NFL teams have these people that are in that gray area between they might be retired state troopers, law enforcement, FBI. They find out about things through sources, therefore they can get ahead of things before the media can and before other things. Now, I do think that was easier 10, 20, 30 years ago with social media not as readily available and just not as much information. People being right. able to see things as quickly was probably easier to sweep things under the rug because a lot of stuff happened. And it was an iceberg thing where the tip of the iceberg was public, the really bad stuff or unlucky guys. And then all the other guys, it was covered up. It was kind of pushed under the carpet. But you know what? That's no excuse for Jerod Mayo.
No, it's just when we compare, if people are looking at, wow, there's all this happening now, I'm just trying to look at it from a full scope of, I'm sure there's been incidents in the league forever. It's not just indicative of this generation
yes.
of players
oh,
or
yeah.
anything like that.
Probably worse incidents. And I don't totally want to go down this road, but this is a thought I've always had. And I don't know whether it's proven true or not by any science. This is an Andy Hart opinion, right off the top of his head. But I do find there's an issue with men that are hopped up testosterone-wise in a world of nothing but violence. Nothing but violence. Struggling when they get put in situations where their fight or flight kicks in and they're used to fighting. Right? Like, they're sort of trained physical people. And not just football players. I think that's, you know, boxers, UFC, guys of that nature now. You're built to be a machine physically. And then you're put in a position where some, like, wiring in you is fight or flight, and you fight, right?
Like an agitation.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it. And that's, I'm not even going down the road of, like, steroid use and roid rage and all of those things, which also could be factors over the years with different incidents. So I do think it's a, that's why, as Herm Edwards says, nothing good happens after midnight. Like, stay out of situations that could lead to worse situations. And that's where I think there's some truth to this, especially in the Barmore situation.
Except for drunk pizza.
What's drunk pizza?
Just getting pizza when you're drunk.
Yeah,
you
I'll
do that
pizza.
After midnight? That's nice.
Oh, yeah. Bring it to me. I'm at home on the couch, drunk, and I order a pizza. It's not great. I'm not going to lie to you. I think
that's the best thing.
For a physical specimen who makes his career on his body, I think Herm Edwards would say that's another example. Don't eat pizza at midnight drunk on your couch.
In the once.
Yeah. You think Tom Brady ordered drunk pizza?
Probably before he got all weird with his diet.
That he did, and then he got great.
When he was living in Ty Law's house, I think that he ordered some drunk pizza.
Okay, you're probably like, David in the car, what are your thoughts on the current culture for Jerod Mayo and the Patriots?
Great topic, guys, and Megan, great to hear you on the airways again.
Thank you.
So here's, I don't think there's a problem. You know, I played professional sports, guys, and it's different now. And I played in an era, we didn't have the technology that today, we didn't have all the stuff that's out there, and it gets to be quick out there, that causes a lot of problems. But I'll say this, Providence is not a good place to hang out after a certain hour. Okay, I'm from Rhode Island. So I can tell you there's a lot of stuff that goes on that's not even known about. And it seems like professional athletes get to a point where they don't know how to separate and understand that they are now professional athletes. You just can't do things like you did. You cannot hang out with people you did. You cannot go to places that you normally would when you're not a professional athlete. And if you don't have that mindset, and if you don't have a coach, because when Belichick was a coach, I didn't think we had these problems like this, even years ago.
Thanks for the call, David. I'm going to agree to disagree on that one. They had plenty of problems that made it to the media. They also had plenty of problems that didn't make it to the media. The text line offered up Chandler Jones. Mm-hmm. That whole incident was one of them. But there really were a litany of them over the years. And that's just the reality when you lead 53 20-something young men with millions of dollars who come from various backgrounds. Again, Hernandez, like some of these guys come from a tough background of neighborhoods, families, pressures, people, bad eggs, the whole thing. And that's part of this, too. So 617-779-7937. We'll keep talking about the Patriots, their culture, this Christian Barmore situation. Does it have you concerned as a Patriots fan, not only about the present team, but about Gerard Mayo's ability to lead a football team? Is this a rookie growth period for Gerard Mayo and his culture? Or is he maybe not the culture leader that we thought he was supposed to be? 617-779-7937. This is the WEEI Afternoon Program with Mego and Hart on this afternoon. And right now, like you do many, many days of the week, you get Stiz's award-winning trending.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.